This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, stands to overhaul a big chunk of the U.S. economy. In just 2 months, people across the country can sign up for insurance on the new health exchanges. So, starting today, we'll follow how this law will work in one place, Camden, New Jersey. 77,000 people live there, across the water from Philadelphia. Camden's residents are mostly poor, many are sick and uninsured, and medical care can be hard to get. In big hospitals and small clinics, the city faces just about every healthcare challenge imaginable, including runaway costs. But what works in Camden could become a model for the rest of the country. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein starts our series with this look at the city.
There was a time when Camden really was on the map. The Camden County Historical Society's Sandy Levin says you could actually hear the city's promise along the waterfront. The New York Shipbuilding Corporation, at its peak during World War II, was the most productive shipyard in the world.
The thud of the metal being laid into place, the rivets being driven in.
Campbell's Soup was here too. Then there was the RCA Victor Empire, 31 factories manufacturing phonographs like the Victrola and records. The city's waterfront drove the economy here. At its height, Camden was an economic powerhouse, employing 80,000 industrial workers in a city of 120,000.
I just think of what a proud history the city of Camden had.
Standing in front of one of the few remaining RCA buildings, you can't hear that Camden anymore.
Camden City broke its all-time yearly murder total Friday.
Breaking news, police in Camden on the scene of a terrible crime.
Nearly 90% of Camden schools are in the bottom 5%.
Now Camden, New Jersey is laying off their entire police force.
Tonight we begin with the poorest city in the nation and the most dangerous city all in the same place. It's Camden, New Jersey.
That's the criminal background map. That's the black eye on Camden.
That's Brenda Lopez. She's 35. She's spent her whole life here.
Back in the day, my parents used to leave their windows and doors open in Camden, and you would feel safe to just lay your head down for a couple-minute nap. Now you can't do that.
Today, Lopez says there's a lot of desperation. People have stolen aluminum bleachers from city parks, a bulldozer from a construction site.
In order for me to go to Disney this year, I have to leave my parents babysitting my house, because if not, I'll come back to nothing. There are walls, holes in your walls, graffiti, your pipes, your basement is flooded now because they're after your copper piping. This is the real life of Camden.
A life where there isn't enough work, drugs are sold in the open, schools are failing, and the last grocery store in a city of nearly 80,000 is pulling up stakes. That life takes a toll that Lopez sees every day when she shows up for work at one of Cooper University Hospital's outpatient clinics, a waiting room of people, too worn down to take care of themselves. Lopez says she hears stories like this all the time.
I should have came for my weekly blood work, but I haven't been here in 3 months because I forgot. You get these patients that have cancer. They didn't even know.
Like lots of things in the city, healthcare doesn't work like it should.
We have a lot of people who will come to the emergency department. There is no medical complaint. There is no medical emergency. We just frankly ask, is it really chest pain or is that you need a turkey sandwich?
Emergency room doctor Maya Dom says she recently treated a guy who got kicked out of his girlfriend's apartment and was walking around the city in 9 pairs of socks.
At the end of the day, the intervention he needed were a pair of shoes.
The most common emergency in a Camden ER? Colds and earaches. Translation, not enough primary care. Things may be desperate in Camden, but Dr. Jeff Brenner, the medical director of Cooper's Urban Health Institute and regarded as a health reform pioneer, says it's true across the country.
Lots of people in America have a hard time getting access to care. Lots of middle-class people call for appointments and can't get in to be seen.
Brenner says it's expensive enough to treat someone in the ER who just needs a Tylenol. But the real cost of poor primary care comes from healthcare's failure to manage the chronically sick.
I could stick someone in a limo, drive them around the city, hire a personal doctor, bring their pills to them every day for less than what we're spending right now on hospitalization.
In Camden, just 8% of patients make up nearly 40% of the costs. The city's three hospitals have been awarded nearly $3 million in federal grants to help improve primary care for the sickest and most expensive patients. Brenner says the partnership among competing hospitals is just one sign that the Affordable Care Act is changing the business of health care.
I think what it's done is sent a really strong market signal that the system's going to change and that people have to change what they're doing.
A signal that the way hospitals and doctors get paid doesn't work. Now they make money by testing, cutting, zapping, and hospitalizing. And the more they do, the more they make. But under the ACA, doctors and hospitals will be rewarded for holding costs down and punished for patients who are readmitted over and over again. And most of those patients are the chronically ill. Cooper Healthcare's Senior Vice President of Operations and ER Doctor Anthony Mazzarelli says hospitals can't afford to keep this up.
Patients who are underpayers, right, the underinsured, taking care of those patients doesn't help us make money and potentially takes up space where other patients that would pay more would be.
But how do you keep these people out of the hospital? Mazzarelli says there's no clear path.
It's very easy to say, we'll get rid of unnecessary ED visits. Okay, but how do you do it? What are the tactics you actually use to do it? And those are the sort of experiments. There's no silver bullet. I would love to tell you, well, the answer is X.
So would every other hospital executive in America. There's a lot of money to be made figuring out how to manage this huge population of poor, sick people. The CDC says 3/4 of all healthcare dollars are spent on the chronically ill. But for all of its struggles, this is where Camden may actually be ahead of the curve. Dr. Jeff Brenner says for several years, the city's three hospitals have shared patient data that lets them target this population.
We know in real time when a patient lands in the hospital, and we go right up to the bedside, follow them out of the hospital, go with them to their primary care office, go with them to their specialty office.
Unlocking this healthcare puzzle could mean a lot in this city. Some of its sickest residents get better care, and some of the city's largest employers, the hospitals, get stronger, generating jobs and tax base for a place that needs both.
I am a total optimist. I want to be the most innovative, interesting healthcare system in the world. I want people to come to Camden and say, how did you do that?
A few weeks back, Brenner drove me around Camden, stopping at the waterfront, the factories and shipyard long gone. He pointed to one of the remaining buildings of the RCA Victor Kingdom. It's been converted into luxury lofts. It may also be where Camden's past meets its future. Brenner says medical students live there. In Camden, I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Tomorrow on the Marketplace Morning Report, Dan profiles a small clinic that could play a big role in lowering costs and improving care in Camden.